Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Red Nonnenkamp. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Harris. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Out of the reach of Heath. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Nonnenkamp moves to second. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Fox reaches second base with a double. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Heath reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. Trotsky moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Nonnenkamp strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Croner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair pinch hits for Bill Harris. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Archie McCain now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to home to double up Trotsky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0 for 2 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain juggles the ball. That's an error on McCain. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Nonnenkamp moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 3 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nonnenkamp scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Archie McCain. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Desautels moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Midkiff now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harder strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 4 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 4 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Midkiff covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vozmik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.